we do have concerns, but it's actually more with the domestic rather than the EU. The EU has already brought in a requirement for all of us to have a register for short-term rental across the EU, and that is supposed to be coming in on the 1st of May next, with all data going back to the EU, enabling to know what the economic social value of self-catering is, because up to now they don't know, and Ireland has had no register. So we're getting a register in Ireland, which is great. Unfortunately, they've decided to gold plate the register and bolt onto it a planning requirement for all existing self-catering properties. This is at a time when we can't get planning at the moment, because they need to bring in two pieces of legislation in the Department of Housing. One is decoupling short-term rental from the long-term rental market. And secondly, they're bringing in national planning statement for short-term rental. So we see that as a major stumbling block for us, and that a lot of our owners will not be able to get on this EU register. And that is not a solution. Yeah.
You're also worried about this plan. I understand you've concerns. You've a European organisation, and you weren't involved in the stakeholder group that put together this plan. Is that right?
Yes, there was 15 volunteers from different organisations brought together, but the self-catering sector was not involved, even though we wanted to get involved at European level on the plan. Now, the plan that has actually come back, the statement that has come back, which was issued by the EU Affordable Housing Plan, actually states that, you know, they're pushing it back onto local authorities rather than having a central EU plan and a one-size-fits-all piece, though they are planning to bring in legislation at the end of the year.
Okay, and that is where that's going. As things stand at the moment, Maura, there's no stopping the 1st of May from your perspective. And you've no problem with the register, but the problem is obviously the planning requirement before we know the full picture is what your big objection is.
Exactly. So, I mean, we want the register so we have clear data. And I mean, in Kerry alone, you know, you've got over 28% of people are working in the accommodation and food sector. It's a really big employer in Kerry. You do not want to close that down. So we want to make sure that we are able to continue with the properties that we have, that we Minister for Tourism brought out a national tourism plan recently, and he wants to increase tourism by 7% per annum and increase the revenue by 50% from 6 to 9 billion per annum. Now, he can't do that in Kerry and in other rural areas if he's closing down all the self-catering stock.
Yeah, and that is part of it. Isn't there a competing interest, though, here? Isn't that the issue that European Union is going to have to grapple as well as the Irish government? On the one hand, you want sustainable tourism, you want an increase in tourism. On the other hand, that's for business reasons and employment reasons and all of those things, economic development, shall we say. But then you have, and it's emerging over the last number of years, in places like Lanzarote in the Canary Islands in Spain, in Venice, there are people, and in the bigger cities as well, there are these housing pressures. And some people are starting to blame tourism for the problems.
There are, and you will find that all across the major cities of Europe where you've got a very high density population. I mean, in Barcelona, it's over, I'm trying to remember the figure now, it's over 16,000 people per square kilometre. We've nowhere in Ireland which is of that level of population. Over-tourism is a serious problem. It might be no problem at the Cliffs of Moher. It's one of the few places in Ireland I can think where you might have a problem with over-tourism, but we don't have the problem in the rest of the country. And on top of that, for us, we see a problem for the councils, because there's an awful lot of ghost properties which were built in the 80s, 90s and 2000s with SDR planning, and they're kind of the group schemes that were built along the coast, and like along the Ring of Kerry, most of those are now on government contracts, either for long-term accommodation with the councils or they're housing refugees. And we in Kerry alone, there's over 1,300 of these properties which are on these contracts. So it has actually reduced the stock of self-catering available around the country. And, you know, that has to be taken into consideration as well.
Yeah, and that is part of the issue and part of the problem. Maura, do you think the government will go any way to trying to tackle those issues from the 1st of May, once we know what's going on, that they'll take a look at planning and take a look at the way things are being brought in?
I think they will. The problem is that it's a very short timeline between now and May. And what we want to do is we want to ensure we retain the stock, that we get the clear data, that we get everybody registered, and then that, you know, we get, you know, if you do register, that you're confirmed that you're going to be okay, you're not going to be closed down. And then the planning will come probably in the middle of the year. And then by the end of the year, we will have the EU proposals for the whole of Europe, which will be tackling the high density tourist areas. I mean, we don't have the numbers they have in Spain are huge compared to what we have anywhere in Ireland. So you can't use the one size fits all.
That will come out of this housing summit to take place sometime in 2026, you'd imagine.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we're hoping that will be sorted. We'll know more then. But what we want to do, we're expecting to be called into the Oireachtas straight after Christmas to discuss the situation in Ireland. The Department of Housing were in last week. Fáilte Ireland were in a few weeks ago, as with the Department of Tourism. And so we're expecting to be called in after Christmas. And we expect the law for the register to be pushed at the end of January. But they need, before they put the law through, they need to sort out the issues in relation to planning for existing stock. We call it retrospective planning. So, you know, that needs to be sorted.
Okay. All right, Maura, listen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about that this morning on the programme.
One more thing, Gerry, on a personal level. I remember Maureen Quill for many years. She taught in St. Vincent's with my mother. And they were great friends and buddies. Yeah. So Maureen was always running to a meeting after work. She was a great woman. She held on a full-time teaching job in a secondary school, and she was doing all her council work and running to meetings here, there and everywhere. She had a great deal of energy. She was great fun.